the Senate Judiciary Committee will not subpoena telephone executives to talk about their role in domestic surveillance efforts by the National Security Agency, at least not now. The decision marks a retreat by the only committee in Congress which has shown an interest in investigating the issue. Committee Chairman Arlen Specter says he believes it's more important to get administration support for legislation that would ensure better oversight over the eavesdropping program. More from NPR's Larry Abramson.
Senator Specter has indicated he wants to subpoena the telecom executives to find out just why the nation's biggest phone companies believed it was legal to help monitor domestic phone calls. But when he convened an executive session on the issue yesterday, Specter announced an about-face, at least for the time being. Specter said fellow Republican Orrin Hatch had brokered a deal if Specter would drop those subpoenas.
Senator Hatch spoke confidently in this about getting administration acceptance of the pending legislation, which I think would be a big advance.
So, if Specter would give up on subpoenaing the telecom execs, Vice President Cheney would look kindly at Specter's proposal to ensure some judicial oversight over the NSA surveillance program. Previously, the White House had adamantly opposed legislation, saying the program is legal as is and is not in need of additional oversight. Specter said the telephone people had indicated they would not be able to say anything anyway about the classified program. The response from Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy set a new record for congressional sarcasm.
Why don't we just recess for the rest of the year, pass a resolution which a Republican-controlled Congress could easily pass, and just simply say we'll have no more hearings, and Vice President Cheney will just tell the nation what laws we'll have.
Republican Orrin Hatch said this was not a White House power grab at all. It's just an effort to ensure that Congress does not intrude on what Hatch and others see as the president's constitutional right to gather intelligence.
They're going to protect their own inherent powers, which I would expect any president or any administration to want to do, whether it's a Democrat or Republican.
If this agreement holds, it could scuttle the only congressional investigation into the extent of NSA surveillance. Specter was the one committee chair who's shown an appetite for uncovering details about the program and for placing it under judicial scrutiny. At least one Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein of California, said she would not support subpoenas anyway because she thinks the Judiciary panel has no business trying to out the NSA program.
My own personal view is that telephone companies who are trying to be a good citizen shouldn't be held out to dry in this situation. It should be done in camera. It should be done by the Intelligence Committee, that's the appropriate venue for this kind of thing.
But since Intelligence Chairman Pat Roberts agrees with the White House that the program is completely legal, the telecom execs may be off the hook. That makes this kind of a perfect storm for civil liberties groups. They won't get the hearings they'd hope would uncover more information about the surveillance. They may also see Congress pass legislation that could give a legal framework to a surveillance effort that these groups regard as simply unconstitutional. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.